What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that is willing to break your thumbs in order to find out what makes a particular topic so great. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, Terry. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Now, you may have picked up a little something in my opening salvo there. I changed my voice a little bit. It's a little vague and oblique reference to the fact that it's the start of a new mini-series. That's right, Andy. We are covering, as part of our Sylvester Stallone series, 1976's Rocky.
76?
Yeah.
I thought it was 79.
Well, wait till we get to the boif.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before we do all that, Terry.
Yeah, just let me crack on.
What have you got there? It's been a while since we've done a what have you got there.
It's been a while. Now everything I can remember.
Bit of ASMR.
This is how you do it. This is how you pour a can of Lucozade.
I like certain types of ASMR.
You don't like the whisper?
I fucking hate the whisper.
What about...
Oh, I mean, the worst one ever. Or just long nails just on fucking whatever. You know what I mean? You're enjoying that Lucozade. You got your eyes closed.
Oh. Okay. And thank you for providing the ice.
No problem. I'm sorry I didn't offer it up front. I had to be asked.
Hey, where's my ice? I came in here and he has this lovely glass full of like ice for his whatever, Pepsi...
In my mind, you walked into my place of work, kicked your shoes off and said, where's my ice?
I mean, okay. I took the shoes off after I asked for the ice. But yeah.
Technically, all of those things are true.
I mean, you're hosting me.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I may be hosting the podcast, but you're hosting
you
me.
Got there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you
yeah,
got there.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Had a little movie night. Now, just rewatched the movie because Tony wanted to. Jumanji: The Next Level. Now,
enough with these Jumanji movies.
Tell me about it now. Yeah. You know what irks me?
Danny DeVito and Donald Glover.
It's so frustrating because you're there for The Rock and Kevin. Excuse me. You're there for The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Are you?
Chemistry, yeah.
I'm there for Jack Black. I'm there for Jack Black.
Here's the problem, though.
They're not playing themselves.
No,
right?
And in part two, it's like The Rock is Danny DeVito.
Terrible performance.
Kevin Hart, really bad. Like everything that's said to The Rock, and he's just like, like every time. And then you have Kevin Hart doing Donald Glover, and then you have Jack Black,
Danny Glover,
whatever, doing
two completely different people. Whatever. They both spell and pronounce their names differently.
So it's not. It's not a good movie, but Joni loves it.
Did you like the first one?
I loved the first one. I thought it was great. And I just thought, I mean, you have all the characters there. Why deviate and go so fucking...
I mean, it made a lot of money. I'm surprised the two of them made a shit ton of money. This is back when The Rock was still, you know, swinging for the fences. Like,
was he ever swinging for the fences?
No. But, okay, how about this? Shitting money then.
There
completely
it is.
Different. Like, he was a cash cow. You could put him in anything. You could put him in Rampage. I mean, that was kind of maybe one of his lesser hits, but like Skyscraper. San Andreas.
I would just like to apologize for the first few minutes of this. I realized I had your audio levels way up.
Uh-oh.
So I'll turn them down in post. It's okay. Fine.
But yeah, like he could take the most generic movie and people would flock to see it. I actually think he was more of an interesting actor when before Fast Five, almost like.
Fast Five.
Yeah. Like when he'd done movies like Snitch.
Yeah.
Or Faster.
Faster?
Yeah, right?
Never even heard of
exactly.
This.
More like small genre. When it was like, he came out of the gate and he's like, you're the new Arnold Schwarzenegger. Maybe not really. Like,
okay, Van Damme. Yeah. Okay, Seagal. Okay, get out of here.
Okay, Carl Weathers. He wishes.
He wishes.
But
right.
Then he kind of did a few smaller genre movies. And then when he was in Fast Five, it was like, boom, and like, yeah. Next, I want to say 10 years?
10
like,
years,
pretty,
pretty
much.
Pretty much
like a good run.
And why is it that people have stopped flocking?
Because he stinks.
Look, far be it for me to initiate a Rock conversation for the third week running, but you have to admit that some of his mic work, when he came out in the shades this week and his silk shirt.
He looked good.
He looked great. And he sounded
good. You know why he looked good?
Yeah.
Half his face was covered with those giant shades. I couldn't tell.
Couldn't
that
see
he was
his tired
the,
eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Like his skin is peeled back like...
I loved it. The Mormon, the crack about the Mormons, I thought was great.
You know,
because that's real. Like, ooh,
is it?
Yeah, you can't say that.
Can you not?
I mean,
you can.
And then the whole
trailer park. You know, he's really
call them trailer park trash, and then be like, shut up, Fetty, or The Rock will slap the herpes out, Jim. I mean, this is just a blend of corporate Rock and Hollywood Rock together. It's the two best Rocks are being combined here.
Well, give me something new. Like, you know, it's
look.
Just,
this is the era of nostalgia. We don't want anything. New.
I want new.
I don't want anything new. Yeah. Give me anything that takes me back to the early 2000s. Thank you very much.
And yet you didn't
I'll lap it up
you
with
didn't
a spoon.
Watch like WrestleMania a couple of years ago with Stone Cold Steve Austin was in the main event. Like,
was he?
Yeah.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but you didn't watch it. Some.
No, but I don't watch it anymore. But you
you're
know,
watching this.
I want the promos. I'm not going to sit through a match these days. But yeah. I'll watch the promos. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not. It's better. I'm still not.
Every week, I'm chipping away. Well,
but
I'm not.
I don't think he's going to be there this week. That's the problem with it. Like that. Like he's all fucking plugging Terramana or Zoa or whatever he's doing this
grab
week.
Your go and let's effing go, Terry.
Excuse me.
I said, grab your Zoe and let's effing go, Terry.
BDE apparently is the new slogan for it. Big Dwayne Energy.
Do you know what
you're working with? That's the level. That's the level of what you're working with.
Do you know what? I had a great one-liner in a shop. Right here. How's this for small talk?
Shop talk. Okay. Oh, it's been so long.
Someone said in the shop, there's a lad who used to go to jiu-jitsu. He's only young, Philip.
How young is he?
Like, he's so young that he's, I don't know, 22 or something. Right?
Okay, yeah, that young. Is young. Yeah. Proper
and,
baby.
And he goes, all right, Nick, when he saw me. And I didn't say it at the time. And he's like, oh, sorry, I just called you Nick there. And I was like, it's all right. I look like a Nick. I was like, I have big Nick energy. And then he's like, it took him a second. He's like, oh, actually, brilliant. Whatever. And I walked out of the shop like, fucking come on.
You can't ask for much better than that.
What a setup.
When somebody's like, oh, that's great. Like,
yes.
You know, you see the little beat to like register. That's really good, man.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, that's what you want. That's all you want. That's all you ever want. Yeah. There's literally nothing else. That's all. That's what life is.
Yeah, I don't know. Like the.
How's your general shop talk banter these
it's
days?
It's always good. I mean, years of practice with it. You know what I mean?
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Do you ever initiate?
Always.
Oh, okay.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, how are you?
Yeah.
But you don't give a shit.
Well, it depends on who's behind the till.
Okay.
It's a little snot-nosed puke. Then I know. I generally because I used
hi,
to.
How
like,
are you today?
Hi there, how
Terry.
Are you?
Nice to meet you.
Beautiful day out there, isn't it? Makes you happy to be alive. No, I just remember when like people would come into the shop with me and they were like a little bit like
chipper.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, I love that guy. Hey, you know what?
Yeah,
made my day a little bit easier in here. So that's I pay it forward.
What would they, if they were describing you to their colleagues, what would they say? You know your man who always buys
the double boogie? The guy who always buys Lucozade or Stinger bars.
Oh,
your man who always
okay.
buys two Stinger bars
okay.
on his way home from work
here
and
we go.
Eats them walking up the road before he gets to his house. So nobody knows that he had Stinger bars before dinner.
Two Stinger bars as well.
It's oh, like Homer that. With the sausages. It's the energy I need to get up the hill. Lucozade. I always buy like a 4-pack of Lucozade or something like
that.
The
Lucozade guy.
Yeah. Okay. Or the guy with the double boogie. Like sometimes I just if I have to I mean one time I had to go down and buy a load of drink. We had people coming.
Yeah.
And Faye's like, I'm not going to drive down. I was like, I'll go down and get the drink. She's like, well, we need, you know, this, like, and I was like, I'll bring the buggy. So I, like, walk down the road with an empty double buggy, load up drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, walk back up the hill.
That's the way to do it.
I mean, it's just a wheelbarrow at that stage.
Yeah. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, like, I don't miss, like, I don't even make eye contact, really.
Andy.
There's one person in the shop that I go to who's nice and chats to me a bit. She's like, oh, where's your little friend? Mm. Like Myla or something like that.
How old is this lady?
20.
Okay.
You know.
20?
Yeah.
You're young to be saying, where's your little friend? That's more of a, like, a 40 to 50 year old.
Do you know what? Speaking of, this is such a...
Where are we going?
This may be sad.
Okay.
In the Circle K near where I live, right, there's an older woman who works behind the till. And just, like, normal, whatever, 50 maybe, 55. But when I'm serving her, she's like, now, there you are, honey.
And she's serving you.
Yeah, sorry. And she's always like, now, there you are, honey. Or there you are, love. And just little things that no one really says, you know, like...
You're starved for affection.
Yeah. I'm so starved. And I'm like,
little squirrel.
I love you. I mean, thank you.
Thanks, ma'am. I mean, miss, I mean, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, love you tomorrow. Slides down.
Well, then we just put the bush in for the stimulator. I mean, elevator.
But you know what? I just find those little things. Now, you couldn't say it the other way around if you were a man and you couldn't say, all right sugar tits.
You always have to go there, like, sugar tits.
Yeah, you know, something.
Mine was sweet cheeks, at least. It was, you know.
So, yeah, but that's...
Not bad. Worse. Don't say it's worse.
That's bad.
Is it?
Sweet cheeks.
Sugar tits.
You're talking about ass cheeks.
No, not better. Rosy cheeks.
That's... borderline.
Yeah, but you're like over the other line waiting for me, like, hey, come on over here, buddy. Like,
someone would have gone to my back. That's it, big smile, everybody's happy. Anyway, I like these little things, so yeah, I like that, and I'm very nice.
You say you make no effort, though.
I'm nice. I say thanks, and
I always say, you know, when
I'm very polite,
have a nice evening.
Oh,
always say that.
I always say you too if someone says it. I don't just go thanks. I always say, you too. But I never initiate, haven't I? You crazy? Have a nice evening.
Yeah. And you know,
it's like getting married.
You know, you can see that they're like, oh. And they're like, get away. And they're like, oh, some affection. Somebody's nice to me.
Yeah, but doesn't it bug you when you say have a nice evening and they just say nothing?
Yeah, but I'm
not
gonna...
you wish then, like, you wish you were Captain Hindsight?
Well, it's not going to say it to them again. Then, you know, they go in the book the of big... enemies.
Terry's big book of enemies.
You want to see this thing? It's bigger than my PDA book. Like,
oh yes. How was your weekend, Terry?
It was good. You know what? I got to get out for a bit of a run. I got out.
Did you get that one quiet?
I didn't send it on. Yeah, I don't know why. Should I have sent it on to you?
Yeah, to me. Yeah, I really need it.
Okay.
But
I got out for a run on Sunday, and I figured out the trick.
What is it?
Because I was out on Thursday on my day off, and I was tough because I've been like first one in like a month and a half maybe.
Right.
So I found it a bit tough. I didn't get my usual, you know, 5K. And
yeah.
So Sunday was a little bit easier, but I tricked myself, Andy.
How'd you do it?
So, you know, I did my usual killers start off.
Yeah.
I added Bonnie Tyler to the playlist.
And the hero?
Yeah. And it came on second. And then I was like, fucking...
Nothing stopping me.
No,
here.
And then I was like...
I could be hit by a car, and the car will crumble.
Well, just like, keep landing on my feet, keep going. Did it.
Shrug shoulders, keep running.
So the way I do it in my place is I go down a hill. I run through an estate, go down a hill, and then down another hill. But to get back up to the village, you have to go up. Obviously, you go down a hill.
Yeah.
So, you know...
Oh, slow down. Bring it.
But it's kind of like a loop. You know where we drive home normally?
Yeah.
We go up to the right.
Yeah.
You take a left. And it's kind of like a small incline, but it's long.
Right.
Very interesting, I'm sure. Please. Whereas, like, normally I'm like, I need to stop around here because the hills, even the smallest incline, I'm like, fuck. Yeah, it's 10 times harder. Like, that's it. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So, then I was like, what will I put on that'll distract me? Celine Dion. 8 minutes of it.
Boom, boom, boom.
And I was like, you know what? I done like 3.5K before. I was like, okay, I'm going
to
like.
But were you able to keep your motivation for the first couple of minutes where it's yeah. like, the wood nights when
yeah,
the
as soon as that,
was so
when that kicks
cool.
in, I'm like,
oh,
yeah.
Fucking
I, it's just, I've found that when I'm running, I need to distract myself
oh, yeah.
with images in my brain.
Right.
So when that is playing,
you're thinking of the
David Ehrlich. I'm thinking of like Tom Cruise, like baby, 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 baby. You know, I just
would Tom Cruise stop here?
Yeah, exactly.
Terry,
yeah.
You know, that's what you should
so,
do.
So, like, I was happy with my time for Sunday. So I'm like, I need to keep this going. I need to keep this going. And maybe just keep it exclusively to Jim Steinman songs. Again,
yeah.
I'm repeating myself. Back on the Jim Steinman train, but...
There is nothing better when you're in
the I think
good.
That, like, Holding Out for a Hero, if you want to go top speed...
Yeah.
Like, I found, I was like, I did a patch that I would normally be on song 3
yeah.
by the time. And most songs I have on there are, like, 4 to 5 minutes anyway. Yeah. So same length. I was like, oh, I'm way ahead of schedule because I'm fucking pumping it. And then when I was slowed down... Celine Dion got me there with like a nice, you know,
a nice controlled.
Yeah,
pace.
And I felt like I was ancient, like really slow jogging.
Yeah,
like just couldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
For that part,
oh, I know.
I was like,
yeah.
oh, just keep moving. Don't yeah. walk, but like I'm barely above a walk.
Do you know? I find that like on the rare times that I do run, and you know what? I was thinking of going for a fucking run on Sunday, and I should have done. I haven't months since I've done any exercise.
It's tough, man. You gotta get the first double
yeah,
over it. Like
I am joining the Fly Fit, and I've said this so many times. Ask me next week if I'm
okay.
It. I'm joining the Fly Fit here at the end of this week.
Nice.
Okay. And I'm gonna start going in the mornings. But I find when I'm running that like if I stop, the trick for me is
you gotta
stopping.
Yeah, but you also, if you stop, you got to have something that's going to be like...
It's going to kick... I need a song
yeah,
to
exactly.
kick me right back up.
That's like, you should listen to my playlist, because...
It wouldn't do it for me. It doesn't connect. I've got a playlist that does that for me.
Remember I said it to you about National Express, and I had an epiphany. Oh. I had an epiphany.
I mean...
Because I was like, when I was doing my second lap of the thing, it came on, and I was like, big smile on my face when you hear that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, why do I think this works so well? And it's like... And I'm like, I was like moving my arms in circle. I'm like, oh, like the wheels on a train.
Yeah.
Like the National. And then I was like, Neil Allen's a genius. The beat is like a train. I was like,
because all of a sudden you're like,
no, it's just like you're chugging along like a train. Nice. And I was like, oh, like mine, like it's like that Vince McMahon meme, huh?
Yeah. Oh. You know what? The biggest thing about Vince McMahon's latest scandal is I think now no one can use the dad. What was it like when, you know, the sort of.
Yeah, that's sad.
You know? Stolen that from us.
Yeah.
What a
creep.
Do you have anything else to talk about, or would you like us to kick in, because I feel like we're always cutting ourselves a bit short.
Right, man, you want to get
the
in
movie.
You want to talk some rock?
I want to talk some rock.
Here's our Reggae Machine.
His name is Sylvester Stallone. He's the star of a new film called Rocky. He's been described as tough, handsome, talented, sexy, sensitive, dynamic, brilliant. He's been compared to Nicholson, De Niro, and Brando, but he is Rocky. He's the man who could be loved by only one woman, because somehow she gets beneath the pain. He's every nobody who ever needed somebody.
Rocky, do you believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
I'll break both your arms so they don't work for you!
He's every man who ever settled for something less.
What about my pride, Nick? At least you have pride. I ain't had no pride, I ain't had enough.
I want to get that.
Terrific. I mean, you could be a heartbreak. You walk down the street breaking hearts the way you're looking. Very sharp.
He's the man who never had a chance until now. Rocky, His whole life was a million to one shot. His name is Sylvester Stallone, but you will always remember him as Rocky.
That was the trailer for 1976's Rocky, starring and written by Sylvester Stallone. Andy, care to take a stab at the budget? 1976.
The budget was $750,000.
$890,000.
Ooh.
That's
not bad, though.
You're not within 10%. $89,000 plus $70,000. But very good effort.
Thank you.
Box office opening.
Opening. $1.8 million.
$5 million. Wow. Domestic total.
$35
million. $117 million. Whoa. Oh, worldwide.
$400 million.
$225 million.
Oh, I overshot.
Damn. 0 for 4. Well. Rotten Tomatoes. It's the last act of a desperate man here.
Critics, I will say 90.
92.
Okay, I'll get that.
Audience?
Audience, 89.
69, dude. Oh. Surprisingly low audience score. I don't know when they're taken.
Yeah, when was... Well, it wasn't... Didn't have Rotten Tomatoes back then.
No, but even now, you watch it now, you're giving it a low score. What's the hell's the matter with you? Mm-hmm. 10 Oscar nominations.
Ooh.
Care to take a stab?
Actor.
Chick?
Check, okay. soundtrack or score?
Which one?
Score.
No.
Soundtrack?
Song?
Yeah. It's Eye of the Tiger, by the way.
That's Rocky 3.
Oh, okay.
Song, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Gonna fly now, for the record.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was not nominated. Rude. It was not nominated for score. Like.
Yeah, right.
It's a tough year.
Screenplay?
Yep.
Cinematography. I mean, I'd be here all day. Why don't you tell me?
No, come on.
I can't even think of the other category. Supporting actor?
2 in the supporting actor.
Who?
I mean, Paulie and Mickey.
Okay.
Burt Young and Burgess Meredith.
Okay. Actress?
Yes.
Adrian?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Talia Shire, yeah.
Jesus.
She didn't win. None of these people won.
Okay.
You still haven't got to...
Director?
Yes, and it won Best Director.
Ah. Editing?
It won Best Editing. Yes, Andy. That's 2.
Yes. Is there a screenwriter one?
Screenplay, you said.
Screenplay?
Yeah, okay. It was nominated. Did not win. Lost to Paddy Chayefsky in Network. Since you asked, it lost also to actor Peter Finch in Network. Faye Dunaway for Network won Best Actress.
Never heard of this movie. Network.
It's fucking brilliant, is Andy. It? I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Okay. I'm sorry, I just don't know it.
The two lads from the supporting actors lost to Jason Robards for All the President's Men. Song, Gonna Fly Now, lost to Barbra Streisand for Evergreen from A Star Is Born. And you've got 2 left. I can't believe there's one you haven't picked up on.
No, well, I don't know.
Best Picture. It won Best Picture, Andy.
Oh, wow.
It beat Network, All the President's Men, Taxi Driver, and Bound for Glory.
Wow.
Bound for Glory I've not seen. It's the Woody Guthrie biopic.
What movies? Say that list again. Taxi Driver, yeah.
All the President's Men, Network, and Bound for Glory.
Okay.
People talk about
I've
it.
Heard of.
Well, All the President's Men is...
Heard of that.
That's Edgar Neubauer. In The Simpsons, remember, Smithers is like, find that name. Like, Deep Throat is, like, it's the whole Watergate scandal.
Okay. Okay, wow, Best Picture.
Yeah, Best Picture.
Written by and can I ask, is this a rumor? I may be breathing on your fur here. Did Sylvester Stallone write this in a weekend?
3 days. Stallone wrote the script for Rocky in roughly 3 days.
Wow.
Shortly after watching the championship match between Muhammad Ali and Chuck Nieper. I wasn't sure how to pronounce that, to be honest. Okay. Weeper was TKO'd in the 15th round by Ali, with few expecting him to go as long as he did. Despite the match motivating Stallone to begin writing, he has denied that Wepner provided any inspiration for the script himself.
He denied that that match provided?
I think he denied that this got that, like, he was the inspiration for Rocky.
Oh, right, he was.
And then he sued him, and they eventually settled for an undisclosed amount. You know, so...
okay.
Henry Winkler, the Fonz, who had starred with Stallone in 1974 as Lords of Flatbush, was able to use his status as the Fonz on Happy Days to get the script into the hands of some execs at ABC. However, they bought the script, which is good news all around.
Yeah.
But once they bought it, they decided to change the writers and make it for TV instead. And Stallone begged Winkler, when he heard this, to get it sorted, to give them the script back. Eventually, he was able to use his cachet.
Pain in Winkler's ass.
I know, like, he's such a nice guy. I know. He's like, all right.
Well, all right. I can do that for you.
Okay. And then he got them to, like, give the script back, and Stallone gave the money back.
Right.
Like,
right.
Like kids on a playground, like, trading. Right. All right. Okay. You give me this, and then I give you the pubes.
Well.
You give me the script, and I give you the money.
Wait a minute.
So Stallone's agents started to shop it around after this, but it was rejected repeatedly because Stallone insisted he be cast in the lead role. Like, he would not sell this script without being Rocky. Eventually, they secured a deal with Winkler Chertoff, no relation to Henry, Irvin. This guy, we talked to him before. I think his name is Irvin Winkler. I have his book at home. He's, like, worked with Scorsese and De Niro, like, produced loads of their best work. Like,
right, right.
Now they are not such fond friends because Creed 3, like, Winkler, like, owns the producing rights to it, and they kind of, like, didn't want Stallone involved in Creed 3. So he went on a kind of, like, Instagram rant that may have been a little bit anti-Semitic.
Okay.
This is a few years ago, so, you know,
okay,
before the whole thing that's going on now over there
want
to touch on. eventually, they secured a deal with the Winkler Chertoff producing agency, who agreed with Stallone to be the star.
Okay.
United Artists liked the script, and they were willing to do business with Winkler. However, they wanted as a vehicle for either Redford, Ryan O'Neill, Burt Reynolds, or James Caan.
Right.
Stallone and his agent were willing to walk out the door if that happened. But he also knew that the relationship that, like, Winkler and Chertoff had with UA, they could probably get it done if they agreed to do it on a budget.
Right.
Hence the, like, $1 million.
Yeah.
Apparently, if they went over budget on it, they were going to foot the cost themselves. So, like, post-production, I think it came to, like, $1.1 million. Right. So, like, Winkler mortgaged this house for, like, the extra $100,000 back then.
Wow.
And
was that under a million in 76? Was that a decent enough budget for a movie, or was that still at the low end for
back
then?
That's low. Like, it's very naturalistic, this movie. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it is.
So, it's not like... You'd probably say, like, $10 million was medium-sized budget, which would now...
$10 million in 76?
Yeah.
That'd be, like, $100 million now.
Maybe, like, 40 or 50 million.
Okay.
So, like, because, like, there's the story of Heaven's Gate. It's a movie that bankrupted, like, a studio. The guy who made The Deer Hunter,
right,
Michael Cimino, like, basically put all his money on this, spent, like, over $100 million on it, and it just did not connect. And it's like, well, this, I think it's RKO Studios. It's like, well, we're bankrupt.
That's the end of me.
Joe Frazier, who has a cameo
in
the film, has claimed that some of the film's most memorable moments came from his experience, but was not given credit for it, such as the punching the
meat.
Yeah. or running up the steps. He's like, that was me.
Oh, so he was like telling them that that's what he does.
He said that afterwards. I'm sure everybody was like wanted a piece of the pie.
Yeah, afterwards. Yeah.
Like, you know, considering one Best Picture, yeah, like 10 Oscar nominations, 200 million worldwide.
Like, so this was like, this was huge, this
made his career. Yeah. This is like, Stallone is, you know what I mean? It's Stallone and Schwarzenegger. And I have a little bit on Schwarzenegger that we're going to do every week.
Oh, okay.
But Stallone and Schwarzenegger ended up being these two like macho movie stars. But Stallone is like a theater kid. Like, right. He's like, I like,
he's an actor.
I'm a writer. I write my own stuff. I, you know,
right.
I'm dramatic, all this stuff. That just kind of morphed into a huge action star.
Yeah, whereas he happened to be buff.
Well, he got like, I mean, he got buff for this. You know, he did a lot of training for this.
Was he a big buff guy before Rocky?
Not huge.
Like, would he have been known as a big?
He wasn't really known. He wasn't really known before Rocky. That's the whole thing. Like, he'd been in a few movies and stuff. Like Lords of Flatbush, I think, is his biggest movie to date, and he's not the lead in it. Like, Henry Winkler is the lead in that. Like, so,
okay.
And so, you know, it's kind of, this is his coming out party, and like, fair play to him, because, you know, self-actualization is a thing.
And like, why doesn't he write more stuff since then? Or does he?
Oh, he has done, yeah. He wrote like all the Rocky sequels and directed some of them.
Okay,
and like, he wrote Creed 2. And that's why they didn't ask him back for Creed 3, because it was
tanked.
Not tanked, it made money, but it was like, considering the success, and like, Creed got like a bunch of Oscar nominations.
Yeah.
He got an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor for Creed. We'll get there.
Okay.
But it was like, then like, he's like, I'm taking the reins again. It's like, yeah.
I don't think so, Rock.
It's like, I'm surprised they didn't kill him off by the third one. They don't really mention him in the third one, so you could be forgiven if you're like, is Rocky dead?
Right.
You know?
Just not even talking about him. Hey, what's going on over there?
So, a little segment I want to put in is Arnie Watch.
Okay.
Because they have, you know, such parallel careers. So, in 75, Arnie was crowned Mr. Olympia for, like, the fourth year in a row.
Yeah.
And he just started to do some acting.
Like Conan? Or
no, this is before Conan. Like, right. I think it's, like, 80s before he gets that. This is the one credit I have from 1976 from a film called Stay Hungry, starring Jeff Bridges and Sally Field.
Right.
And I think the synopsis is, a special agent infiltrates a gym to find out the like shady stuff that is happening there. Right. So I think Jeff Bridges is a special agent, and Arnie's probably working at the gym.
I'm guessing, yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
But it's just him posing as the poster.
So like, at this point, Stallone, after this movie,
they're like worlds apart. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
wow, okay.
Yeah,
interesting.
And they kind of start to come together as it goes on.
I guess as the 80s move on.
80s and early 90s. Yeah, like, yeah. That's where the rival, I mean,
it's the action movie, like, golden age.
And then, like, you know, the whole Planet Hollywood stuff where they, like, come together, but apparently don't really like each other, you know. They seem to go back and forth, like.
Really? I always thought that they were quite amicable with each other.
Yeah, I mean, they are now as well, but there was apparently,
at the time,
yeah, there's a bit of a rivalry and stuff like that. Like, and it was a lot, I think studios were like,
yeah, trying
pitting
to,
them against each other.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Bret Hart Shawn Michaels thing. Like,
yeah.
Hey, he said this about you.
What do you got to say? What do you got to say about that?
Andy.
Yes.
Don't keep me in suspense any longer. Tell me what you thought about it.
Okay. Okay. Can I ask though, was there anything between the 76 and 79 before we go on? Did I just get that wrong?
Yeah, it's always been 76.
Okay. You know what? I thought it was good.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it was bad. There's, granted, it's nearly 50 years old.
Yeah.
Which is,
I'm doing
insane.
The maths, yeah.
Yeah. There was parts that I liked, and there was parts that I did not like.
Let's start with what you didn't like. How about that?
Okay. The acting, the story.
The story?
Yeah.
The story. The acting, the best part.
Okay, so the acting, I'll tell you, there's something that happens in this movie that I could not get over for the rest of the movie.
Okay.
So the acting, first of all, granted, it's 50 years ago. It's not going to be as good as it is now.
What are you talking about?
I thought some of the
Because it's 50 years ago, the acting is not as good.
Yeah.
No. What?
Are you telling me that the acting is good in this?
Yeah.
But do you not think that people were worse actors 50 years ago?
No, what?
Like the general. No. You got good Brandos, De Niro's and all that. But the general, the average is lower than the average today.
100% not. What are you talking about?
Really?
Yeah, you're just not exposed to it. Like the 70s in Hollywood, New Hollywood. Oh, what? Andy. I got to teach you.
I guess that's what we're here for. Yeah. But it was too far removed. I mean, okay, I'm just going to get right to
it. Yeah, hit me with what's your big...
The fucking scene where he is on a date with her. And
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They go ice skating.
Yeah. Like, now, surely when you were watching this, you were like, that hasn't aged well. The part where he's...
I was thinking that. Come inside, like...
Like, he would not stop. Like, it's rape. It's rapey Balboa. He's fucking... He brings her in. She doesn't want to go in, first of all. He's like, no, come on. You know, come on.
I was thinking when I was watching it, 50 no's and a yes. It's still a yes.
She keeps saying no. Then he's like, come on, it locks the door behind him. And then he's like, why don't you sit over here on the couch and all this? And she's like, no. I was like, come over here. You know, and all this sort of stuff. She keeps saying, no, I shouldn't be here. I've never been in a man's apartment by myself. I should go. He's like, no, don't go. He's like, blocks with his arm, both arms. And then she just gives in, like, because it's the easier thing to do, and starts kissing him. And, like, and then that's it. Like,
she's in love with him, then.
Fucking Stockholm Syndrome. She's dying to get out away from this fucking creep. I could not get over this scene. I mean, I was watching it. Right, Kerry had turned over. She was going to bed. I was watching it. Like, she turned back. She's like, what's going on there? And I'm like, I can't believe what I'm seeing here, Kerry. Like, I couldn't. It was so, like, uncomfortable. It was so, I mean, like, wow, a lot has changed.
A lot has changed.
Because I get it. Like, he's doing the whole, like, you know, like, oh, he's taking charge. But, like, this was just he's practically blocking her exit. He keeps insisting that she stay. He doesn't take no for an answer. And then he just goes in and kisses her. So she kisses him back. And then it's like, I love you. Oh, great.
Yeah.
I can't believe that she won.
No, or she didn't. She was nominated.
Was nominated. I mean, what is the criteria? She has nothing to do in the whole... She barely speaks. She barely reacts. She's just... She's a mannequin until the end. And even
that's
then...
That's the point of it, though. That she, like, she...
Best actress!
She's, like, beaten down throughout her whole life.
If the movie... If this movie wasn't the success...
Are you going to let me talk?
Sorry, go on. I'm just worked
I
up.
I said, she's beaten down, like, living with her, like, abusive brother who, like... You know... He throws the Thanksgiving turkey.
What a piece of shit. This poor woman. Yeah, she lives with this.
That's
abusive.
The whole point. And then when she explodes... Because she's found somebody that, like, loves her... Right?
Yeah.
I know that scene you're talking about. Yes, I don't think it's malicious. It's not great. The optics are not great, don't get me wrong. But it's not like he's pinning her down like, you want this.
Yeah, it seemed.
I know what you mean. It's very pushy.
I wasn't rooting for him after that. Do you know what I mean?
Not?
No,
I was rooting for the two of them.
After that, I was like, this poor woman. First of all, she lives with this maniac. And second of all, then she's like, you're going out. I don't want you in the house anymore. She didn't want to go out.
Yeah.
He makes her go out. Then she goes out with this fucking me head who takes her back and won't take no for an answer. I won't let her leave. I'm like, this poor woman. Like, get her out of here. But that's one.
That's one. Okay. One strike against
it. I thought that... I'll tell you what I did like about it. I'll jump back.
Yeah, fine.
It looked stunning.
Yeah.
The movie itself. The street scenes and all of this looked incredible.
A lot of it was kind of guerrilla style. Like the scene where he's running through the markets.
Yeah, I heard
that. People are like... You can see they look kind of bemused. They're like, what's going on here? It's like
they just did it.
They had no permits or anything like that. The fucking scene, the fuck yeah scene, where he's on the docks and he's running along.
Oh yeah,
and then he starts bombing going, it. Yeah. Yeah, he's like the director. Like, I don't know where I wrote his name down somewhere, but it's best director.
Who's the director?
Yeah,
Terry.
Yeah, best director. Ah, Begins with an A. All right.
Well, folks, while he's Googling it, let me just continue this.
But he basically said, I like, oh, they're like shooting down by the docks. And I was like, look at that, like, barge or whatever.
Yeah.
So he was like, let's get filming now. And he kind of got him out of the car, right. And he was driving along beside it. And then it was like, apparently he was shouting, he was like, faster, faster. Like,
just he holds ass.
Yeah, he fucking does. Because he's just John G. Avildsen.
It's a
rolls right off the
household tongue. Name.
Directed
these days.
The Karate Kid, Rocky V, and
Rocky VII, Adrian's Revenge.
That's about it, really. Karate Kid 2 and 3.
Less said about them, the better.
2 was okay. When he goes to Japan,
actually, I've probably seen it. Yeah, but
you got it. You've definitely seen it.
But I thought visually it looked stunning, and I fucking love scuzzy New York.
Philadelphia.
Was it Philadelphia? Yeah. Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Fucking scuzzy, you know, like those
streets.
But
that's streets, it. Like, yeah, you know? It is very, like, grimy. You can
taste
the, like,
very
unsafe. Those street kids that are, like, hanging out, like.
Yeah. And those people singing by the
take me back,
there goes my baby.
Like, he's like walking down, like, just taking a slug, like, with his, you know what I loved
about bouncing the ball. Oh, fuck. I spilled me drink.
The bouncing the ball, or him just like shadow boxing the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, you're saying the acting is bad. Like, what did you think of Stallone in it?
Do you know what? Maybe it's not so much the acting, but the dialogue. Sometimes it felt like it was written in a weekend.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean.
Like, but I think a lot of it as well. Like, Stallone has said he improvised. Like, the whole scene where, like, Mickey comes to his apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, fucking slamming the door, and Mickey's going on the stairs, and he's like that was all improvised. Apparently, like,
okay,
you know. See, which is pretty, pretty interesting, because it's probably the best bit of acting Stallone does in the movie. Where he's like, my legs don't work. You know, where were you 10 years ago? I needed you then.
I kind of thought that some of the scenes where they're yelling at each other.
It's real 70s energy.
Very. Yeah. It's just like.
Everybody screams. They don't know how to express their emotion. Like,
yeah, it was just. It was like, oh, I got some. And she, it was like. It seemed like they were yelling.
I never got married because of you.
Yeah.
Like, but they don't know how to process things.
It seemed like they were yelling when they shouldn't have been yelling. Like, you know, like, I can't control my volume.
Burgess Meredith, when, like, somebody's like, hey, Rock, can I get an autograph? Like, get the hell out of here. Yeah, get the hell out of here.
I liked him.
Yeah, he's great, Mick.
Yeah, he was great.
You're going to eat lightning and crap thunder.
I kind of. It was just. And I hate to sound like. Someone who's not a lover of cinema, should we say. I just found that it was too much time between modern day stuff. And it's not like I don't like old stuff. Like, all in all, I like the movie Rocky. But I'm definitely laughing at some of it. Do you know what I mean?
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at some of the dialogue. I can't remember specifics. I'm laughing at some of the acting. I'm laughing at his walk.
I love his walk. That's his character, though.
I know, but it just seemed like,
because he's like, I'm laughing at
Adrian, like, his relationship with Adrian. That is like, sorry, what's in it for him?
She
doesn't say book.
But, like, that's the whole thing, that, like, he likes her, and she's like, why would anybody like me? And, like, he likes her because she's sweet and she's kind, and he, like, he kind of spells it out with the other one, with the young girl. Like, you don't want to be a floozy or a whore. I'm going to say this word. A whore.
Yeah.
You don't want that, because then people lose interest. And he's like, that's exactly what, like, he's essentially a mob enforcer.
Yeah.
Like, so he could, in theory, have any number of, you know,
who
skanks.
Was.
But he likes this sweet, like, quiet
she
girl.
She quite nice. I can't believe that she was nominated for Best Actress.
Well,
that,
believe it,
I
baby.
I can't get over that. The score was amazing.
The score.
The soundtrack, like, was amazing.
Going the distance is like.
I can't tell you how much I fucking love.
And, like, that rude song. That not to be nominated. Okay, the Exorcist won that year.
Okay.
Which is
pretty
tough, you know what I mean? But,
yeah, it's iconic.
I don't know, like, my Letterboxd review was like, boy, Stallone really didn't want to work in a meatpacking plant because your man is like, I can't work in this meatpacking factory anymore. I hate it, Rock. Get me a job with fucking local crime guy or whatever. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
I did not like the character of, was it Polly?
Yeah, he's not really supposed to like him.
I mean, it was too much, like, this is a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
the weird thing is,
They made him. Sorry, I keep talking.
No, but like they kind of do at the end, and then as it goes on in the series,
right?
He's like, you know,
turns a new leaf.
He's like, he's just like, that's Polly, you know, my crazy brother-in-law, Polly, you know.
and I kind of thought, do you know what else a problem that I had? I didn't feel like there was enough suspense in the title fight itself.
I clocked it. 10 minutes
of fighting
is the fight. The last 10 minutes of the film. And I was like, huh. I was like, it's the last half hour of the film. I was like, nope.
Yeah.
It's like 10 minutes.
It was quite quick and it didn't have
Where did we get the Rocky IV?
Yeah, like I thought it was gonna have like one of these sort of like, I can't do it. And it's like, I know there was a little bit where he's like, stay down and all this sort of stuff.
No, but even before he gets to the fight, he's like, I can't do it.
Yeah,
you know,
but like I thought in the fight itself he would have this big overcome and then he'd be like, and then start wailing. But it was just kind of like back and forth.
Knocks him down first.
Yeah, but it was kind of like
Ali, that fight that it is based on.
He knocked Ali down in the first round?
I don't know if it was first round, but it was like one of the four times Ali had ever been knocked down in his career. Which and Ali has kind of said he didn't train properly for the fight because it was like that. Like Carl Weathers. Can we talk about Carl Weathers, please? I just watched Predator recently.
He's an Adonis.
But like, he's like a classically trained actor.
Yeah.
Ripped to fuck. But like, amazing. You can see and there's like levels to being a movie star.
He was kind of barely in this, right?
About 40 minutes before he shows up.
Yeah. But he acted rings around everybody in this, I thought.
He's doing a different performance. He's doing a movie star performance. Because he has to, because he's the fucking movie star. Like, he's the big draw. He comes in and he's like, hey, Rock. You know, they're on screen together or whatever. Like that. And then he's like, his trainer is watching Rocky punching the meat. And he's like, send a dozen roses to the mayor. You know, like working the machine.
Yeah.
He's so the fucking good.
Like, I loved his character. To be honest, I wanted more of him because I kind of thought, like, for Rocky's foil, for want of a better word, it's almost like Rocky's foil was himself.
That's the thing. This movie is not like two is about the rematch. So two, because at the end, he's like, there's not going to be a rematch. Like, two is the rematch.
Right. Okay.
Where he wins it. Three is like he becomes a celebrity and like Apollo Creed is like, no, I've done this. You don't want to do this kind of thing.
Right. So Apollo Creed is in pretty much all of the Rockies.
Wait till we get to four, buddy.
I think I know the basic story of four.
What do you think?
Where he's fighting that big Russian and he gets Creed's help.
Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
No, wrong.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay, we'll get there. We'll get there.
What is considered the worst Rocky of the old
five
ones? Five, okay.
Five is directed by this guy again. Okay. Avildsen. Five is like Tommy Gunn, this like protege of Rock's, and then they don't even have a boxing fight; they have like a street fight at the end. Okay. I think Rock is retired at that point.
Right.
It's pretty bad. Then Rocky Balboa, which was six.
That was good, wasn't it?
It was okay.
That was a modern-ish one, wasn't it? Like,
it was like we. The premise is like we used AI to see if Rocky, like the perfect fighter, which is like Rocky, could beat the current champ, and it does, and then the champ gets annoyed and challenges Rocky to a fight, and the whole thing is like,
you're too old, Rock.
He's like,
you're 72.
He's like, your hands are full of calcium, so we're gonna build some hurting bombs. It's not a very good movie. I think the whole thing is like Rocky, like the winning is Rocky not dying in the ring, you know what I mean? That's a victory.
He survived.
He went the 10 rounds and didn't die.
I tell you, I liked the fact that in this one that it wasn't even about, because it was almost like it happened so fast that you'd miss it. It was kind of like, and the winner by a split decision.
They don't tell it.
You barely hear it.
I had tears, Andy, forming in my eye.
I'll up it.
at the bit at the end where he's like, oh, no, and like the thing
I was laughing.
The thing is being announced, and he's like, he doesn't care.
Yeah,
he doesn't
care. I like
he
that.
He just wants Adrian.
Yeah,
and like she's trying struggling to get. It's fucking brilliant. Like,
yeah, it was good. I
like. Like the music, everything. I'm like, oh, what a picture. no wonder it won Best Picture. Like, I mean, fuck, they don't make them like this anymore.
No, I mean, I had problems with it. It was one of these, but it was kind of like when I seen The Exorcist a few years ago, I was laughing at that as well. You know what I mean? So I was like, I physically can't.
But like when you watch The Godfather, you're laughing?
No.
Yeah.
No. So, but The Godfather is The Godfather. You know what I mean?
Rocky won Best Picture.
I'll tell you one thing. Is one thing that I didn't. Again, like, I can't be too critical. Like, it's 50 years ago.
It's classic. You know? It's a classic.
And it's a classic, so, like, who am I? Yeah. But
nobody. Some bum.
That's who. I thought.
Yeah, bum.
There was a lot of. It seemed like they never. It looked like they didn't connect with any shots. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? You think so, yeah.
I thought. Yeah. Now, particularly the aerial view, but I was like, I'm looking for one. I started to play a little game with myself of like which one looks like it might have actually hit him. And the one that's like right behind his head when he kind of snaps his head back. But any side on shot, I'm like, miss, whiff.
You're a sap. Like, you're a fucking sap doing that. Like, just enjoy the movie.
I was enjoying it, but I can't not notice it. It was like that scene in Godfather where your man's beating the guy up and he totally misses with that.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? It just kind of... I know I shouldn't be that pedantic, but it kind of just takes me out of it.
The Godfather one is way worse.
It is way worse.
Like, you know?
I can't believe they fucking kept that in. Like, is it because it was all one take?
Yeah, like, it is. Like, it's like... Idiots. Back to one. Like, just go.
Everyone reset.
Yeah. Fuck you. I'm not resetting. Jimmy, please. No. I love this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best Rocky movie. Creed is very, very good, and we'll get there as well.
Yeah.
Two is well worth a watch. Three gets a little bit silly. Four is the most 80s movie ever, so I look forward to covering that. Five is dog shit. Six is kind of... Then you have Creed, and Creed 2, and Creed 3. I would say 1, 3, 2 if you're asking for my rankings in Creed.
Okay.
And I guess with this, I wanted more boxing, but like when they get to the fight, because I got so invested, you know, even when he just starts the training and he gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, cracks.
I love a good montage.
Cracks his eggs and then he's like does the running and he's like. Crying that he can't do it.
Yeah.
But he keeps going. And then by the end, like, it's undeniable when he's running up those steps. Yeah, like, you know, like, it's fucking.
What a scene.
Yeah. I mean, undeniable.
Some absolutely stunning scenes, I will say. My only issue was just some of the dialogue was a bit aged a little bit. That fucking scene in the apartment really soured me. But,
my favorite bit in the movie. And it's because it is the most believable.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the most like how somebody, you still see it today, fighters act, is when Apollo Creed makes his entrance.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I want you. You know, he's just playing to the crowd, throwing them money.
Yeah.
And then like, he'd been like all chummy with Rock. And then he gets up in his face and he's like calling him a bum.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're like, oh, like this guy that like...
He's not a good guy.
There's a great movie which kind of loosely based on this from the opposite point of view. It's called The Great White Hype, where it kind of mixes Apollo Creed. Like Damon Wayans plays an Apollo Creed type character, but Samuel L. Jackson plays the Sultan, who is like Don King.
Okay.
And
I want to see this movie.
It's on Disney Plus. It's so interesting that like nobody talks about this movie. Jeff Goldblum is in it.
What?
He plays like an investigative reporter like that is trying to expose the Sultan for all his dirty deals.
Right.
And the whole thing is they pick a fighter to like make, they're like, nobody wants to fight the champ anymore because it's boring. He beats them all the time. Kind of like this.
Right.
You know, and it's like, we'll sell them a fight of like, the only person who ever knocked a champ down in his amateur days
right.
was this guy, Irish Terry Conklin. So it's the great white hype is the story. Right. Like they're building up.
Basically Rocky.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah. But like, it's so funny that Damon Wayans like just gets really fat while he's supposed to be training. They're like, this guy's a bum. I'm not going to fight him.
Is it a comedy like?
Yeah, it's a comedy. Okay. It's really good. And,
you know, I never noticed how much of a similarity there is between Rocky and... Obviously, it's based on this, the Homer They Fall episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, that's... I actually never realized until now that, like, that's a straight-up Rocky story.
Yeah.
You know?
Because even the way Marge is, like, in backstage or whatever, that, like, the way Mo was dressed.
Yeah,
like,
you know? Because I hadn't seen it, so, I didn't connect the dots, but... But yeah, I mean, look.
It's a great movie, man.
I liked it.
Give me your rating.
I would probably give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
You motherfucker. You? 10?
9.5.
Okay.
It's just fucking so good. Like,
what's a 5 in your eyes?
What's a great question. Great question.
You know what I mean?
Something like, let's have a look on the old letterbox.
So that'd be 2.5 stars, I guess.
Maybe. Probably 2.
Well, technically, if we're being specific, it'd be 2.5.
Well...
2.5 out of 5. It's the same as 5 out of 10.
So you're so anything that's a 5 star is 9.5 or 10 for me.
Yeah, so that's 4.5 or 5 stars.
So 4.5 is 9+.
Yeah.
Okay, the last thing I gave...
Less than 3 stars.
Was bum, 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 Fast X.
Ooh.
2 stars. So that's a 4.
That's a 4 out of 10.
Yeah. Okay. Saltburn, 2.5. That's a 5.
Really?
Fucking shite, man.
Is it? I heard about the weird scenes in it.
Whatever about the weird scenes. Just like a film that thinks it's way more shocking and deep than it actually is. Like, it's fucking...
Hey, I meant to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I heard you talking a little bit about Elemental and your solo one. Did you see it?
What a weird movie. Yeah, I saw bits of it.
Yeah.
Fucking...
I didn't love it.
Johnny
absolutely loved it. I didn't think it was good.
No, I came back and I was like, what's going on here? No. And then Faye was like, this is such a weird movie.
It is weird.
It's like, racist, maybe? Yeah. You know, like all this stuff. Fire and water can't mix.
Yeah. I think it's also supposed to be bringing people together, but it's like Pixar, classic Pixar. Like, yeah. Great message, good movie. Or okay movie.
I don't know. Pixar had that run up until the early 20-teens. Like that.
20-teens?
I don't know. What do you call it?
Yeah, I guess that. 2010s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're pretty unstoppable.
Yeah. Now they're, I don't know, a bit too up their own arse, if I may say.
I don't know. Did you ever watch Luca?
Yes. I thought it was pretty good. A
lovely, charming little movie.
It is charming.
It's come back to cinemas, I think.
Coming back?
Yeah, because I don't think they ever released it in cinemas, actually. So it's like Turning Red, Luca, and Soul are all doing limited releases at the moment.
Yeah, you can hang on to Soul, but I'd like to see Turning Red.
Have you not seen it?
No.
It's really good. We play the music in the house all the time. Billie Eilish and her brother wrote the songs.
Oh. Hello.
Never heard nobody like you.
Do we have a line reading?
Let's go Ed Harris.
Oh, jeez, my Coke is spilling slowly towards you.
Hey, buddy.
excellence in acting. I kind of go Carl Weathers, to be honest. Too. I think he was head and shoulders above everyone else. I'm not just saying it just because he recently died. Genuinely noticeable. Killer, like. Yeah, like noticeably better. I thought he was great.
I think it's Carl Weathers as well. I think he looks great. He brings this energy to the film that
it needs.
But like, you need it. You need the big pompous kind of guy. Like,
he does
like,
it perfect.
That scene, the first scene where they're in like the promoter's office.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, like I remember I've seen that scene like flicking around on TV and it grabs me every time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
like,
I'll tell you what we need. The Italian Stallion.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this, huh?
Yeah,
you know, it's just fucking class.
I love that.
Line reading? You got the Daniel Plainview line reading award?
Fucking can't think. You know, I can never think of that one.
Why don't you do some prep? No.
Adrian. Yo, Adrian.
We did it. Yeah. Mine is when the guy is like going back and forth. You met the whatever the like boss and his driver is going back with Rocky. Oh, yeah. Like, hey Rock, how come you didn't break that guy's thumbs? And like he says something as he's driving away, he's like, I should have broke your thumbs. Yeah.
So long, meat bag. Or something like that, he says. Oh, very good. Well,
yeah.
I think a pretty successful.
Yeah.
I didn't dislike it. I'm sure it's a little bit, you know.
Now we have a decision to make, because when we did the list,
yeah,
it was Rocky. So First Blood is next.
Yeah.
And along the way, I had Assassins in the card. Now, if you want to,
I don't remember seeing Assassins.
Yeah, it was in the card there. We don't have to do it. We had a request from one of our listeners to do Cobra.
Fine. Would you prefer to do Cobra?
No.
I'm down. This is your barbecue, Terry.
Maybe something you take one out of the 90s and we'll do an 80s one instead. And he's got a bunch of 80s ones. No, we're doing Cliffhanger. We're doing...
Are we going chronologically?
Yeah. Okay. We're doing Cliffhanger. We're doing Demolition Man.
Oh, yes.
We're doing Copland.
Oh, yes.
There was another one in there as well. Like, so, like,
yeah.
You know.
Okay.
And it pretty much tails off when you get to the end of the 90s. Bar Creed.
I am here for
a
good time.
Assassins is out, and I'll pick an 80s one.
Okay.
To get in. Perfect. For also a good time.
Perfect.
Yeah. That'll be next. Next week is First Blood.
Yeah. Let me tell the folks where to find us.
Sure.
Can I do the Patreon today?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Here we go, folks.
Do the whole thing.
It's my moment.
Sock it to me.
So you can find us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod and TikTok. And you can find us on Twitter at WSGApod. Give it an owl listen. Give it a like. Give it a share. All that good stuff. Now, if you are one of our beloved patrons. Fuck. I'm in way over my head here. Here's what you get.
Unbelievable.
First of all, you get early access to every episode. So if you don't want to wait till Monday, you get them earlier. You also get access to at least 2 bonus episodes a month. Although it's pretty much been 3 at this stage, because I say we. Terry has been uploading some rip-roaring solo casts. Although some of them have gone on the main feed, but you can find a bunch of extra stuff there. You can find...
Got one coming your way this week.
Hello! And you know what I'm going to do this week, a solo one myself? My top 5 songs, my top 5 childhood songs or teen songs, that my top 5 big ones, you know, when you start getting into music. So if you want to hear that on the Patreon, you will also find about 30 top 5s where we rank our favorite things, music, movies, fucking...
Album openers. Movie soundtracks. We've got like Disney. Top 5 Disney songs.
We pitch each other movie ideas. That's always a lot of fun. We talk. Some of my favorite ones, and I would love to do another one, is like the...
Men's Health.
Yeah, well, first of all, a bunch of agony aunts or uncles episodes.
Just a couple of aunts.
Our perfect day, our dream festivals, what that looks like, all that good stuff. So it's a good time. Now, if you can't afford the mere €5, am I alright to keep going?
No, yeah, you can, yeah.
Here's what you do. Pull down your pants, bend over, and kiss your goddamn ass, because there's no way you can't afford €5 if you like this pod, okay?
Now, what I will say is, if you can't afford it, and then you don't want to kiss your own ass, you can do me a personal favor by going to your podcatcher of choice, your Apple Podcasts, your Spotify, whatever, and give me a rating and review. Now, Andy,
yeah,
in this movie, Rocky cracks 5 raw eggs into a glass and drinks them. And that's exactly the type of review I want. A 5 egg review.
Yes.
5 star review.
You mean star.
Yeah, I mean star. So
fucking
give us a rating and review. You can tell a friend, tag a friend, share some of our posts, you know, all on social media. You know,
something.
Yeah, you know, we're depending on you. There. Our life is in your hands, folks.
And if I may tease out, there is a possibility that if you want to see us in the flesh.
Yeah.
I can't remember if we actually discussed this last week, but...
Go on, Mike.
We are discussing a live show Over the next few months, so keep your ears peeled. We will keep, and by the way, if you're a beloved patron, of course, you get first dibs on those tickets.
Absolutely.
But, we will keep you posted on that. So yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, exciting times indeed. Might have a few of our friendly faces that we've had on the podcast as well. We'll pop by for a visit. Huh?
I got one guest confirmed already.
That's right, Asmodiar.
You said it, Troy, my man. Anyway.
That's how they call an alley-oop. That's a boxing term, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Shut up.
Can you say something?
I just did. Shut up.
I too will say something.
Oh, who's this guy?
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
You haven't even warmed up the pipes.
Okay. Let me just get the mic down here.
Freebies.
Freebies. Okay. Well.
Right. Ready when you are.
In 3, 2, 1, record.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great, the podcast that is willing to break your thumbs